We are at the IBSA World Games 2023 in Birmingham. We're at the University campus at the moment where there's loads of activities. We'll give you details later if you want to find out more and come down if you're in the area as well. Now joining us, we've got Philippa Bass from British Blind Sports. Philippa, we chat a lot with British Blind Sport, in fact every month, and we have done for many, many years now, to talk about the charity and the events and things you've got going. And it's funny when you talk to people and you never actually meet them, but we've actually met up today.
We have. I know, it's nice to put faces together because we're always on the end of the phone, aren't we, or the end of the Teams meeting. But no, it's nice to finally meet you.
Well, great to meet lots of people down here too. So you're down here at the football pitches. So what's your job for the period of the games?
Well, Alan, I've got a big job for this one, fortunately. I'm sport manager for football, so I cover both the blind football game and the partially sighted football game, which is in Walsall, not far away from us here today.
Now, I don't think we can, overstate how busy that work must be for you, because there's matches on all the time here. There's men's matches, women's matches. You see, the partially sighted games are going on as well from early until late.
Yes, I have a really, really early start. So it's 6:30 start here at the blind pitch, and I kind of stay here most of the day, and I'm here till about 8:30, which is our last game finishing. So it's been a tough crack while we've had the games on. And before that, we had the training. So it's even earlier. So it's the 7:00 start for the first training team in. And the last one actually finished at 11:00 at night. So I'm pleased that they've finished and we're on to just game pace now.
So what kind of things do you have to do then? What's your responsibility?
So everything to do with football, from getting those people playing to manning the volunteers that are on pitch and to the change rooms, is all my responsibility. So my job is to get these people here, get them enjoying their games as well. They're with me here at the pitch playing, and then getting them back on the bus to go back up to their accommodation. So everything and anything to do with the sport is me, unfortunately.
And there are a lot of teams, aren't there?
Yes, we have 16 male teams here for the para qualifier for the men's blind football, 8 for the women's, and then at the partially sighted we've got 7.
So you're kept on your feet as well, and that you've got a huge team of volunteers. We've been chatting with some of them, and they're doing a fabulous job.
Oh, they are. They're really, really engaging. They've learned so much about the game, which is the main bit for me. They take away the awareness, and they're going to spread the word from now on. But we couldn't do this event without the volunteers, and I have to say they've been exceptional.
And British Blind Sport, I mean, you guys are involved in C-Sport differently with RNIB, and it's all about promoting accessibility to sports and leisure. You've got the elite guys here at the games this year, but you know, the idea behind this as well is to get everyone who has a sight loss condition, you know, moving. You know, they don't have to be a professional athlete.
Oh no, exactly. We want you to see the pinnacle in which you could aspire to. But the idea is anybody can play all of these sports here at the games, and we want you to play and enjoy at any level within that pathway. And that can just be recreationally or aspire to be one of these people in the future.
And you can come to the activation zone, which will be opened between the 21st and 25th of August. You can try out some of the sports. Are you a sporty person yourself? Do you play? Are you a spectator?
I'm more of a spectator now. So I used to coach a bit of blind football, but now I've moved into kind of more the organisation and the logistics of it. That's the direction I've taken now. Leave the young ones to it.
Well, you're really busy, Philippa. Now, if you want to learn a bit more about British Blind Sport, in fact, and all that they do, and your chance to get involved in some sports and leisure, do have a look at the website, britishblindsport.com. .org.uk, and if you want to find out more about the games and come down here, there's free tickets, there's very inexpensive tickets for the Paralympic qualifying sports as well. Do have a look at ipsagames2023.co.uk. Philippa, I don't want to keep you too long in case you're going to be up really late tonight, but thanks for chatting with us again on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem, anytime, you know that.